there's an ad showing them up. Burning World Trade Center towers in the background, and that ad was okayed. What does it all mean? We'll try to disseminate it. On the positive side, as we do often have, I promise you, the Daily Salute here on America Tonight. They say there's a new test that can help diagnose Alzheimer's. Good news for anybody who's had a family member that's had that. I had a great aunt that died of Alzheimer's, and she's a beautiful woman, and it was hard to watch her deteriorate at the end. She had Alzheimer's, and she was coping with it the best she could, and so were the people around her. A lot of people have family members that are going through that, sadly. Speaking of family members going through a rough time, this is another crazy story about the people who supply the insurance. In other words, the carriers are actually making a profit on some soldiers' death benefits. Ooh, that makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I'm not kidding you. It's ghoulish, to say the least. All right, if you haven't ever heard this show, my name's Kate Delaney. We're coast to coast and everywhere in between. We like to say the nooks and crannies. Left, right, or in between, I'm not kidding you. I'm inviting all of you to come inside and be part of the conversation. All you have to do is have an opinion and say it and not be afraid to say it. I don't bite, I promise. 800, well, that might be debatable. 800-259-5791. Keep the number handy. Write it on your hand, 800-259-5791. And here's where we start in all seriousness. There's a lot of misinformation in what's coming out of the Gulf Coast region as to what the seafood's like and have the livelihoods started to bounce back at all when it comes to the fishing industry. And while BP is getting the pat on the back from the government about how many of the claims have been paid, there are still people saying, listen, they're dragging their feet waiting on the feds, really. BP is saying, we're working as fast as we can. It's the people in Washington who are so slow. BP said, in fact, as of Monday, the start of the week, they got 145,000 claims from people and business folks who have lost money because of the spill. They've paid out $324 million. They haven't denied a single claim. Remember, that was one of the things. We promised to make everyone who's suffered from the spill whole. We'll probably make this whole. That's what we want to do here. But there are people that are saying they're not getting their claim through. They've only gotten partial payments. And many of the people are still fighting for more money. And this is the big problem. They don't deny the people. They just hold it open forever. So that's just as good. Oh, we'll give you a piece of it, but it's not quite enough to get you by. It's not really the full boat of what you need. And under the law, British Petroleum is responsible for cleanup costs, but the Act, we know this, the whole liability thing, the Act caps the company's liability for other economic damage, like lost money, lost wages, at $75 million. Because what's happening, there's a couple of different things working here. And one of them is the guidelines of the Oil Pollution Act. So what's happening is BP says they defer questionable claims to the guy in charge, Feinberg. Remember, Obama put him in that spot to be the Solomon, pretty much. And that includes restaurant, tourist claims from areas that haven't been impacted by an oil beach. Just because there was conversation, they started to have problems. There's those gray areas. And there are definitely some gray areas in the oil spill. But that's why it's so tough. How do you determine? Louisiana absolutely is in the eye of this hurricane. They've been hit the hardest, and they've gotten the most money back. In fact, we have a number. It's $139 million as of late on Monday. Alabama, $75 million. Florida, $61 million. Mississippi, $26 million. This is people getting money. Texans, $9 million. So the disaster that happened in April, now what are we, 4 months later, the victims have, what have they been living on for the last months? How are they surviving? And the answer is they can't. They have to either scramble, get some other jobs, but what jobs are they getting? Rely on the savings to go through their savings accounts, but, you know, who knows how much they had in their savings accounts like everybody else, people living check to check. Anyway, for a completely different side of the oil spill, the admiral, the rear admiral, Thad Allen, who you've heard often on this show, here's a little snippet of what he's talking about as far as the leak and the bounce back is concerned.
I know of no plans to salvage the Deepwater Horizon. The job before us now is to finish the relief well, to enter the annulus from the bottom, assess its condition, and then seal the well with cement from the bottom up. That will, in our view at that point, permanently kill the well. There were pressure tests conducted at the end of last week to make sure we had integrity of the well. We do.
All right, so that's the good news, that thing's getting, that sucker's getting sealed off. And please, to do something to put the platform up and in play, you got to be kidding me. The scariest thing is, what does this do to deep water drilling? Does this initially it has killed it, but does it subsequently kill most of the deep water stuff? And that means a lot of business. That means a lot of money. Particularly the Gulf Coast area. Just ask Bobby Jindal. He goes crazy when he's asked about that because he knows that there's that many more people who are out of work as a result of the big shutdown from the British Petroleum platform. It's spread like a cancer throughout that area. I mean, that's why they got the most money. It was that bad in that area. The worst. They were hit absolutely the worst, clearly. Now it's about the recovery, getting the money back, getting the claims pushed through. Ooh, I mean, this is, and getting the oil cleaned up, which the numbers there are false. We're hearing that it's 75%, 75% when pigs fly. If you talk to any of the people who make a living on the waters there, they say that's absolutely false. So is that supposed to make us go away and forget about it? Oh, I guess that's okay. I guess they got that under control. I think we've learned better since you cannot turn your back on this government because something different will happen by the time you turn about face. I'm telling you, that quickly. In fact, I think we should all walk backwards so that we make sure we're looking ahead and keeping an eye on really what's going on. All right, on the flip side, a couple of quick things. Including this crazy story, I just have to bring it up, two of them. The crazy nutball stories of the week, one involve the model Naomi Campbell, and the other one involves this JetBlue flight attendant who really told the company to shove it in a way. Wait till you hear what he did if you haven't heard the story. It really is a shocker.
Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 9th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,208. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,240.32, $6,20.16 for a half ounce, or $3,10.08 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,240.32, $6,20.16, and $3,10.08.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crisis document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Here's a pop quiz for all of you listening to America Tonight. I bet you thought you were done with those. Who are the future of America? And what is your answer? The children. And what happens to the children when our deficit is so ridiculously sky high we cannot pay it down? That's number one. Here, we're leaving you. We're sticking you with this debt. That's the first thing. And then... I'm sorry we didn't handle those problems. They were just too tough. We didn't know what to do with the illegal immigration problem. So now there are 100 million people that are in the country illegally. Okay, slight exaggeration. Let's say 75 million. Good luck. Godspeed. I hope you can deal with it. And then on top of that, Social Security, don't rely on that. You're not getting any. Your parents didn't, after all, in the end, and you had to take care of them. So, truly, you think of what is there left for this next generation? What ultimately, what do, if you've got a child that's under 10 years old, where do you see them ending up in the future? Well, the price of education, number one. Colleges, how much do you think colleges will cost at that point? So the top dog when it comes to education, Arne Duncan, had a couple of things to say on college grants, and there being a pump-up monetarily on that. And also, without that bachelor's degree at least, the fact that the job prospects would be pretty bleak. Here's his take.
There are no good jobs in the new economy for a high school dropout. There are almost no good jobs if you just have a high school diploma. $60 billion in increased Pell Grants. We've tripled the tuition tax credits for middle-class families.
All right, so that's good. It's good that there are the tax breaks as they need them, frankly. If your kid does not have a scholarship, if there's no way they're getting a chunk of money somehow, hopefully you're making a lot of money. Because most of these schools, unless it's community college, but even then... that's not necessarily a song either. That's why you're seeing, that's the whole, for some, they want to serve in the military. For others, it's a means to an end, and they are intrigued by the military, but they also want to get the education, because how else are they going to get it? I had a Vietnamese woman who works in a salon that I go to said to me the other day, really brings it home. She's a great lady, just happy to be an American citizen, went through all the legal channels, the whole thing, and loves America, loves everything about it, memorizes historical things about the country, just could not breathe this country in enough. And she's got two kids, both born here, the whole thing. She was already a citizen, that deal. And she has a middle-class income. Her and her husband have a middle-class income. In fact, her husband was a prisoner of war in Vietnam. And she said to me the other day, my son's going into the military, and she was a little worried. And I said, oh, that's terrific. That's the direction he's decided to take. And she said, well, I think he'll be good at it. I think he's interested in it, but I think, or I know that we do not have the money to educate him. He needs an education so this way he can go. And she was concerned about how long we'd be in Afghanistan, and did I think that war was winnable, and would he be somewhere on the front line? So people are making tough choices sometimes when it comes to education. And look, the price of the diploma, I understand what Duncan is saying there. You know, Don in Wyoming calls us, and he frequently says, look, we live in America. It's the greatest country because you have a chance. You want a college education, you can get it. But there is a little bit of a debate as to whether or not a bachelor's degree, with where we are in jobs right now anyway, how easy it is to flip a job. And the answer to that is it's not easy. Even with degrees, there are parts of the country where it's like the wind has been sucked away and the resumes are just piling up sky high. Los Angeles is one of those places for the most part. San Francisco, even though there are a lot of skilled, good people, a lot of the jobs have been slashed. It's pretty tough in parts of California, no doubt. Speaking of California, when you think of California, you can't help it. Your mind goes to what? Besides the illegal immigration problem and the anchor babies, Hollywood. Because we think of the people in Hollywood living there, the actors and the famous television stars and whatnot. Mia Farrow, famous for a lot of different things. The crazy deal with Woody Allen, her then husband, and her young child, and ultimately them getting married. What's her name? I can't think of her name now off the top of my head. And also the fact that she at one point a gazillion years ago was married to Frank Sinatra. Anyway, she was not testifying about anything to do with her past or connections to Woody Allen or any of that. Instead, she was talking about Naomi Campbell. This woman, I mean, I can't help but bring it up. She is a walking, and I don't mean Mia Farrow, I mean Naomi Campbell. She is a walking disaster area. She had to get together with the crazy Lohans, who I could care less about. I barely would even mention them ever on these airwaves, but I just did. So here's the scoop on Mia Farrow testifying about a nutty incident with Naomi Campbell.
I don't know how many diamonds there were or what stake they were in because I didn't see them. I can only tell you, and I swear on the Bible as I have, to this court and beyond, that is what Naomi Campbell said that morning at breakfast.
Okay, and so what she's talking about is blood diamonds. You know, the whole idea of where the diamonds come from. Remember, you may have even seen the movie, which is just a movie, but it does kind of portray the whole blood diamond thing. And that's what she's talking about. Campbell told her she had blood diamonds, and therefore that became extremely hot for anybody connected with the trade of no more, you know, blood diamonds. Did you, Matt, by any chance see that story? That has to be one of the kookier things that has come up with Naomi Campbell. Because remember, she was accused of slapping a maid or something. Now she's bragging about blood diamonds.
Yeah, she had to go to anger management, I think, and now she's palling around with Charles Taylor. Doesn't sound like a good time.
No. She needs to go back to England and just fade away somewhere. For a while, anyway. Kind of cool her heels, I guess. Probably the best way to put that. Hey, I want to remind everybody, if you go to AmericaTonight.net, we have a new poll up, and it is about, in fact, the whole anchor baby thing and the 14th Amendment. Because trust me, there's going to be more conversation about that. Plus, we have the blog, Notes from a Scorecard, and the Blunder of the Day, and some other really cool things. You should check in during the day. That's where you can get a bunch of new information and headlines. A lot of times I'll talk about sources and how I found something out or whatever, and I'll put it on that blog. All right, this story is just too crazy to believe. If you ever felt like you just wanted to leave a job, you've been there forever, and you know people are going to call you crazy, well, that didn't stop Stephen Slater. He's charged with criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, and criminal trespass. What did he do? Flight attendant for like 28 years. He's on a JetBlue flight, and he triggered an emergency escape chute on a plane parked at JFK, took two beers, went down the chute, and said adios. He got into it with a passenger, and the passenger, it happened just after the JetBlue flight landed. A passenger stood to remove a bag from the overhead bin while the plane was still taxiing. And you can't do that. You know how they always say that. A flight attendant, which was him, Slater, exchanged words with a passenger, and the conversation got really hot. So then Slater had enough, picked up the intercom, used a bunch of F-bombs, directed at the passenger, according to the witnesses, and just went at it on the intercom. When the plane stopped at the gate, he grabbed the beer that I mentioned, two cans of beer, from the beverage cart, deployed the emergency slide, and used it to leave the plane. So the flight attendant, let's say, quit the job in a very dramatic way. He had decided he had enough, and it would have been very odd to be on that flight, let's just say that, and to watch this happen. So the airline's not confirming any of the details, but they did say that the evacuation slide was deployed on a plane that had come to the gate after arriving from Pittsburgh. Ooh, that's when, you know, it's time to ride off into the sunset. And he'll be lucky if he gets probation, because they could certainly give him jail time. Stick with us.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild, edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with Citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography in some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word CRASH in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
All right, today I picked up a copy of the Wall Street Journal and found out that yet another human rights group is pushing WikiLeaks to do a better job of doing something to get the names from the thousands of war documents that they've decided to publish. Because, remember, this was my biggest criticism. My criticism of the WikiLeaks thing, in one way, a website where there are documents that say what's really going on and they're there in black and white for all to see isn't such a bad thing, because we know that there are cover-ups and power corrupts and there are people who do things that they don't in government that they don't want you to know. And whether it's in the shadows of defense of the country or whether it's for their own personal gain on the Hill or whatever it is. Thus, the Pentagon Papers and things that have happened in the past, other things that have happened. So, in theory, I'm all about the small government and finding out what's really going on. If there's some ticking time bombs, absolutely, let's find out. Whether it's in the war effort or whatever it is, or in the home front. But the thing that is so bad about that, and the thing that nicked me, is the names of the Afghan people who flipped. I mean, when I say they flipped on the Taliban, because they're aiding the U.S. military. So if your name clearly is on a document that the Taliban has access to, which they do, because anyone in the world can type in WikiLeaks.org and get all the documents. That's the idea. But now you have this, you've got another group, because there's been, by my count, I want to say there's like five, right? And they're talking about the fact that the founder isn't really doing anything to remove the names from the thousands of documents, that the names are there, and that should happen. Get them out of there. And some of the groups involved are Amnesty International, Campaign for Innocent Victims in Conflict, Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission, the Kabul Office of International Crisis Group, and I won't go through all of them, but that's some of them. So the email to this founder guy, who's getting massive publicity, Julian Assange, is that we're concerned about the safety, frankly, of the people who are helping, because they're there for everybody to see. And they've already published 76,000 documents so far, and the plan is to up the ante, to throw another 15,000 more out there. So some of the already published stuff included people that the Pentagon claims could lead to maybe the loss of life or some kind of harm for them, as seen as helping the U.S. war effort. So the Pentagon last week, if you're keeping score on this one, demanded that WikiLeaks hand over all the classified Afghan war documents it has. Well, I mean, shame on the Pentagon. They screwed up, because I'll say this one more time. Who's handling the documents? Who knows what? That's their fault. That's on them. Were too many people handling sensitive information that clearly could have been passed down the chain or hacked into or whatever? And the answer is yes. And certainly they should know their own documents. And if WikiLeaks says they have more, well, then you know that it's going to be about casualties, Afghanistan casualties, civilian casualties, and maybe some other shoe will drop. And there's going to be names in it. That's what we're, you know, it's going to be much of the same, I'm sure. Now, what WikiLeaks is posting on a Twitter account they have is that the Pentagon wants to bankrupt us. This is what they said on Twitter. Pentagon wants to bankrupt us by refusing to assist the review, and the media won't take responsibility. Amnesty won't. What to do? So WikiLeaks wouldn't say anything about the exchange with any of the groups that I mentioned. But the problem is that now the founder is saying, look, I'm too busy. I have no time to deal with people who prefer to do nothing but cover their rumps. And if Amnesty does nothing, I'm going to issue a press release highlighting its refusal. So now it's really starting to get nasty. And I would be concerned about the execution of the civilians, because that's what's going to happen. The Taliban will get the names, they'll line up the people, their heads will be on sticks outside of the villages. I'd be stunned if they weren't. If they get the names, which easily and clearly can be had, if you go there yourself, you will see, and you can pull them out. It's like when you see like police blotter stuff that's readily available, but sometimes things are blacked out. You know when you get documents where stuff's blacked out of it? Well, the names could have been blacked out. I don't see why they didn't do that. They probably didn't think about it. They just knew they had some juice on the fact that there was these civilian casualties and reports of it and what was happening on the front lines. And I mean, it is kind of intriguing when you go through it. But the problem is, what is the damage to the effort at this point? And what kind of light does this shine or shed on the Afghanistan war? And what kind of secrets are really being released? And who are the targets? And what's the real score here? And the answer to that is, you're looking at pretty much the technical jargon from what happened on several missions. I mean, it's it's like reading and trying to decipher a coded diary, I guess, in a way. And so you're trying to put the pieces and make the pieces fit together. But I do agree with Amnesty International and the rest of the groups, the concern, the number one concern is the bad part of this, is the fact that those names were on there. Because the people shouldn't be the victims here. And even the founder of WikiLeaks, I'm sure, would agree with that. The innocent people who are helping should not be slain as a result of this. And unfortunately, they're the innocent bystanders that are probably going to bite it, at least some of them, because their names were on the documents. So whistleblowing, releasing the info, deciphering what the American people didn't know, I get it. But the damage done to the innocents in this, you got to look at that side of it. And to me, he's complicit in that. He knew they had the documents. I think they should have blacked the names out. That's all he had to do, black the names out. And then that way, there's no chance of, and maybe it still could happen because rumors start or somebody is trying to cover their trail in helping some of these soldiers who come to the villages because they have to have the translators and they have to get to know the people in the village. And that can still leak out anyway. But having it in black and white saying that so-and-so's taking them to point A and then led them to whatever, oh, there's no question about it. Because you see those as official documents and there it is for all the world to see. So pretty tough, I think, to deny it. All right, coming up on our next segment of America Tonight, we're going to dive into odds and ends. And boy, there's a lot of odd stuff going on. There's a crazy story about a man in Tampa, where I just came from, who was stung over 500 times, they say, by Africanized bees. How does that happen? And then there's a nutty story about Levi Johnson, what's going to happen next with him, as though we care, except for the connection to Sarah Palin. And this is a rather odd twist in his story. Sarah Palin's daughter booted him because apparently he might have gotten some other girl pregnant. But the other part of this is the political side. So wait till you hear what he's doing next. There's something about that 15 minutes, I think, that is tough to shake. And he's got it bad. He joneses for the spotlight. Also, this would be, I think, my blunder of the week so far. Vicente Fox, you know that name, the former Mexican president, he decides he's going to throw in his 2 cents. Only he's not calling a talk show. Instead, he's saying that his country should legalize the production and sale of drugs so that they can curb all the cartel violence. He went on further to say, you know, legalizing narcotics would end all the funding of the crime groups because they use the profits from the drug trade to consolidate power. And nothing else is working. So the cost of the fight against crime and everything else in the country has been enormous and hasn't really led to much. The drug war has killed 28,000 people in Mexico since 2006, so in 4 years. And this is since Felipe Calderon entered office and vowed to take on the cartels. So what do you think about that? Drug legalization? Boy, you do that in Mexico, the country that we bordered to the south, but we don't do that in the United States. And where is the biggest drug consumption in the United States? That would be the biggest market, wouldn't it? For certainly the Mexicans taking it over. Odds and ends next.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There seems to be no in-between in this one. You either think that the private who leaked the stuff to WikiLeaks.org is a hero or a flat-out traitor, and almost everybody on the street has an opinion on this. And this is a story that's still brewing because there's supposedly more documents that are going to come out. To talk about that and a couple of other things, we're pleased to welcome to the show a man who's got out an interesting book and has a very, very interesting organization that he's part of. And his name is M. Salahuddin Khan. And what he's part of, he was co-executive producer of a movie called The Boundary. And that was a movie that talked about civil liberties at the border. We talk about this all the time. And this is now post 9/11. This is part of what we're talking about with airport security and all this other kind of stuff. And he also is a publisher of a magazine called Islamica magazine. And fascinating background: artist, writer, inventor. I would take up all the show giving you his credentials. But for a different perspective on some of the stuff that we've been talking about a lot here on America Tonight, we welcome him in from our virtual green room. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it, Mr. Khan.
Hey, thank you, Kate. It's nice to be with you this evening.
All right, as I said, we just really scratched the surface about what you've done in your life and what you're trying to do. One of the things that I wanted to start with is the fact that you're trying to help in rural Pakistan. And this is, we've talked to journalists in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. We've talked to people there, and we know how awful it is in the rural areas there. Why, in helping the people there, in reaching out with education and health care and a better way of life, doesn't this get, and I'm going to put words out here that you can either dispute or say, oh, yeah, absolutely. Doesn't this push, isn't this helpful to the people to try and steer some of those, let's say, young men away from joining up with the forces of the likes of Al-Qaeda or others that would prey upon their minds and, you know, see the disparity and try to get them to be involved in anti-Western movement?
Well, very much so, Kate. I think the problem is quite large. It's not just a matter of the young men and their degree of education. But it's also to do with making sure they have opportunity. For example, if they get injured early in life, does that sort of curtail their opportunity for any kind of an income later? If they don't have basic health care, for example, their education needs obviously are important. Just economic opportunity. We talk about rural areas. They still have their needs for those kinds of things.
Yeah, and what have you found in digging around and in trying to develop the social mobilization that you're working with, that you're trying to make happen there? Have you had some movement, other people joining up, or is the word starting to circulate, in other words?
Well, the Human Development Foundation, which is the organization that you're referring to, has a very good track record of success, but obviously being a non-government organization, it can only achieve a certain amount at a certain scale. But the model that it uses is extraordinarily successful. It's been used in places that prior to actually going in there, no one would have ever believed that the kind of development advances would have taken place. And I don't mean here modernization, but I simply mean things like basic access to education or primary health care or just community organization in a way that they can help themselves.
Yeah. You wrote a book recently. You published a book called Sikandar, which is about, in a nutshell, a ways of reaching across all those years of the conflict that's been brewing forever in Afghanistan. Give us a little thumbnail sketch into what motivated you to write this.
That's a very interesting question. I probably couldn't answer it perfectly accurately, sort of getting inside my own head. but certainly brewing inside of me has been for, a good almost a decade, I guess, since about 9/11. It's sort of just an accumulating body of thought as to where I see a lot of divergence in understanding between one culture and the other. And this medium of fiction seemed to be a very good way of addressing it. And so when I got into that sort of project, it became apparent that although the subject is roughly the last decade, in fact, its origins go back a lot longer than that. And the sort of novel unfolded from the mid-80s in order to make sense of what was happening in the sort of first decade of this century.
Yeah. Salahuddin, where we are now in Afghanistan and what's happening with the NATO forces and what's happening, I'll just take the chunk of them being Americans, and really this is the Americans, I'll call it the Americans trying to reach out and trying to touch the people and trying to use diplomacy. Do you think it's working?
To a degree, and I don't want to suggest that it's a total abject failure. I think that there are elements of that process that maybe we just need a lot more patience to see it actually play through. The general name for that strategy is counterinsurgency. It's the hearts and minds aspect of the overall American strategy, and counterterrorism is has sort of resurfaced as something that needs to be done because I think the American policy shifted slightly very recently since General Petraeus went there to trying to dissuade the elements that are sort of persuadable from in the Taliban from doing too much of this insurgency by actually threatening them directly with targeted strikes, you know, and killing them. So that's like a strong disincentive in this sort of late stage with counterinsurgency, this parallel effort of counterterrorism. That's one part of it. The other part I think that we need to pay particular attention to is the concern within the Afghan people that what happens in the face of an American departure. How do they hedge themselves against the possibility that the mission hadn't succeeded, for example, and the Americans depart? And in that situation, they can't afford in many, many parts of the country to completely alienate themselves from the Taliban in case there's repercussions afterwards. I mean, that's just a hedging sort of mentality.
Yeah, so you can't blame the people because they have to survive, they have to thrive, and as you know, it's an illiterate culture. There's illiteracy runs rampant. I've talked to many journalists. There's one in particular we have on the show, Anand Gopal, who told me, listen, flat out, everything happens within the mosque. If you want to have the people understand you, you have to be there, you have to have the discussion. You know, how many people in Afghanistan and many of these villages own televisions, for example, when you had some of the generals apologizing for some of the civilian strikes. He said to me, I thought it was great that they did that, but a lot of that will get lost because many of the people don't even have the access to TV. So you're dealing with a whole different culture, as you discussed when we first started talking about Afghanistan and your book and whatnot. So you think that if the Americans leave and there is no end game, that just kind of could put things back in the same position they were before, right, with the Taliban?
I think the people there certainly feel the prospect of that, that whatever the strategy is doing is not so compellingly, convincingly eliminating the threat of the Taliban, so that the people can feel a confidence in their future in the absence of the Americans. That's one point. The other point is that the American strategy has to be more than an exit strategy. It has to be a lot more comprehensive than merely how do we get out.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that, absolutely. I mean, I keep talking about the end game and where's the trail and what happens because it just seems like it's never ending. But I think there has to be some system in place, absolutely, no doubt. Mr. Khan, thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight. We just scratched the surface. We'd love to have you back on. We'll do that and we can discuss some of the other things that are coming down the pike. You have a good one.
Thank you very much, Kate.
All right, coming up on the flip side, as I was mentioning, the latest deal on WikiLeaks next here on America Tonight.